Now, of course, along with the question of the political questions, whether the Obama administration overreacted to the incident under prodding by political antagonists, this incident has obviously ignited a number of sensitive questions about how we talk about race in this country. What is acceptable to be said and by whom? For a number of white conservative activists, the incident is being used to advance the argument that there is a racial double standard, that African Americans are permitted to say things that whites cannot. But for many liberals and African Americans, this is an example of another African American official allegedly being targeted for political ends. We thought additional perspective was called for here, so we decided to call Jerry Reynolds. He's chairman of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, which sorts out some of these sensitive issues. He's a Republican appointed to the commission by President George W. Bush. I think it's fair to mention he's a bit under the weather, and he was kind enough to join us despite that. So thank you for joining us.
Hello there.
Now, if I could just get your baseline reaction to this incident as it has unfolded, do you think that Shirley Sherrod's comments, taken in their totality, should have caused her to be fired?
Looking at what is out there to date, it is clear to me that that her superiors did not give her an opportunity to explain herself, based on the additional footage that's been aired. It's clear that the original snippet was, you know, taken out of context. But at the end of the day, this is a matter of process. You would hope that as a matter of due process that she would have been given an opportunity to state her case, and you would have hoped that her superiors would have collected all the relevant facts before deciding to essentially terminate her. But that's not how it's unfolded. I've served in an administration before, and it's unfortunate that there are times where decisions are made, and whether they're fair or not, fairness may not be a consideration in the decision-making process.
What is your sense of how the kind of overarching racial dialogue right now plays into this? And I think it's also fair to mention that your commission also recently held hearings where J. Christian Adams testified. He's a Department of Justice career attorney who says that he resigned because he didn't feel that the administration was aggressively pursuing a voting rights case that he feels they should have pursued. And he feels that this, in his words, and he's been a guest on this program, suggests that there is a double standard. And you recently heard testimony from him. Do you think that that factors into this?
Well, the atmosphere, in terms of having a thoughtful discussion on issues that intersect with race, it's very difficult. Both sides generally come in locked into their position. Both sides exhibit very little trust. And quite frankly, I can understand the lack of trust because they have individuals on both sides that have taken advantage of some of these situations. But going, but you also mentioned the commission's investigation into the new Black Panther Party. What we're trying to do is gather the facts. Congress has authorized us to investigate allegations of voter intimidation. And in this case, we have a videotape that is it's a damning videotape. And we have invited the Department of Justice and we have to cooperate with us. We want to know why the department elected to withdraw the complaint against three of the four defendants and to narrow the scope of the sanctions sought.
I understand. And it is also a complicated case. If we could just is worthy of further conversation here. As I mentioned, we have interviewed J. Christian Adams on this matter, as well as other parties to it. Finally, I did want to ask, what do you think is a fair course of action in this case involving Shirley Sherrod, where she did make these comments? She's talked about something that happened 20 years ago. She seemed to be inviting it as a testimony for change of heart. She was not a government official at the time. She was the incident that she described, and the people she was involved with are advocating for her, and yet there are still people who feel that her comments indicate that she cannot serve in the position that she was in. What do you think should happen now?
I think that the administration should look into the facts to see if she currently embraces those views. to confirm or refute her statement that that these statements were made years ago. The decision should be based on the facts.
Gerald Reynolds is the chair of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. He joined us on the phone from his office. Thank you so much for joining us.